We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei Amar Beis, and we are beginning at the bottom of Nun Hei Amar Aleph, the two dots. Omar Rav Ami, Ein Misa B'loi Chet. Rav Ami says that a person will not die unless a Chet will be Gerem the Misa. He has to do a Chet that's Chayav Misa, and that's when he will die. Ein Yisurim B'loi Avon. There are no Yisurim to any person without any Avonis. According to Rav Ami, if someone does not do Avera, he will not die, and he will not have Yisurim either. So Rav Ami brings a mekar from the pasuk to this. It says in the pasuk, "Hanefesh hachaytaas, the soul who does avera, he tamus. Ben leisa b'avayin av, son will not die b'avayin avera of his father. Av leisa b'avayin aben. Tzidkas atzadik alav tia, rishu rishu alav tia. The tzadik will get what he deserves, and rishu will get what he deserves." And he says the pasuk saying that if a person only dies the chet. And you only get that if a person will only get that if he has averus. So the Gemara is asking kashrus on Rav Ami, and the Gemara at the end is talking to geshlag up Rav Ami. Meisvei, it says in the brayso, Amru Malachi Hashas Meikaros Baruch Hu, Rabbein Shloilam, Pei Maknas to Mistal Dam Rishon. Why did you give a knas, a einish of Misa Adam Rishon? Amalehem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Mitzvah Kalitz Mitzvah, he gave him one mitzvah, don't eat from Eitz Das. Amalehem, that's why he was Chayim Misa. Amaloi, the Malachi said back, Amaloi, Moshe V'Aaron, Shekayim V'Kol HaTorah Kulo Omesu. Moshe V'Aaron, Mekayim, the whole Torah, and they died. Amalehem, what do you say about that? Amalehem, Mikara Echol HaTzadif L'Rosh HaLotoyf. And the Pasuk is saying that once there's Misa in the world, everyone is equal. Sai Tzadik, Sai Rasha. So what do you see? So you see that there is a Misa here, B'vlei Chet, first of Raisa. According to first of Raisa, it says that from the Pasuk Kehelos we're learning that Mikra Echel, Tzadik, Rasha, Tzadik, Rasha, L'Toyib, L'Atar, L'Tomei, the Pasuk says that even a person who's a tzaddik is chayav, can have misa. Once there's a misa in the world, that's the derech kol olam. Even they can have misa. So the Gemara, Hudama kai tano. So Rav Ami is going like a different tano. The tanya learned to the brayso of Shimon Lozoyim. Af Moshe V'Aaron mechet of Mesu. Moshe V'Aaron did do avera. They didn't die without avera. They did die with avera. Shenema says in the pasuk, Yan lo yaman to be, and the pasuk where the pasuk is the name of Riva, and it says in the pasuk, "Yam lo yaman to be like the sheni lein rei shor lechem lo shavias the kol azel oros asher nesafi lehem." Therefore, you won't bring klal Yisrael and teretz Yisrael. So it says clear in the pasuk that because you weren't mekadosh my shame, b'shas the name of Riva, you're not going to go into teretz Yisrael, so you're going to die. So they did do avera. So Rav Ami says, "Well, hold like this Tana. It says clear that they did do avera, and no one dies without avera. Ha man to be a dying leigias v'achol patum la'olam." That's the brayso says. Now, what does the first brayso do with this pasuk? First brayso says that Moshe Aaron didn't do avera, isn't it? First, a pasuk yam le'aman to be like the sheni le'aman yisrael lechem l'shaviu as a kolazel la'arshus atulam. Isn't it first a pasuk that the reason why they're not going there to Yisrael is because they didn't do mei meriva? So, what does the first tana do with this pasuk? So the Mashal says that you could teach the pasuk not that they were chayiv misa because they didn't do the mei meriva, they did not have the schus to bring klal yisrael to Yisrael, but they didn't have to die. And that they died in the first brayso is saying only because it's exeris misa for everyone. So Akapon, we have two brayso here so far. We have one brayso that says that Moshe Aaron never weren't chayte, and they died. The other brayso says that bechata mesa avo mesu redesho nachash. It says in a brayso that there are four people who died the etdesho nachash. Rashi says that means with the etza that the Nachash gave to Chava to eat the Eitz Hadas, and basically he's saying, because there's Misa in the world, four people died, not because they did an Avera. Who are these four people who never did an Avera? Elohein, the Yamin ben Yaakov, the Amram Avi Moshe, you know, the Yamin, the son of Yaakov, one of the Shvatim, Amram, the father of Moshe, the Yishai Avi David, the Kilov ben David, and David's son, Kilov. The Kula Gemara, all of them are the Messiah, that we know that they didn't do any Averas, Levad, the Yishai Avi David. Yishai Avidavid is the first apostle. In Farish Beikra, the apostle says regarding Yishai Avidavid, calls him Nachash. We'll see. The Chassid says in the apostle, the Esamasa Some Avasham Tachas Yoyev Al Tzava. Avasham put Amasa, the new general. Who is Amasa? The Pasuk says, Amasa ben Ish, Ushma Yisra Israeli. He was the son of Yisra Israeli, Asher Baal Avigail, that was married to Avigail Bas Nachash, Achos Tzurua, Eim Yoyev. Avigail was sister of Tzurua, the mother of Yoyev. And they call him Bas Nachash. Who is Nachash? Vichy Bas Nachash Ava? Or Bas Isha Ava? Tzuruya and Avigail were Bas Yishai. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'achi Yaseim, Tzuruya of Avigail, talking about the children of Yishai, Divrei Hayomim. Ella, why is Yishai called Nachash? Bas Misha Meis Be'etish HaNachash. That these daughters, Tzuruya and Avigail, were the daughter of Yishai, who died Be'etish HaNachash. So it's very Gemara Kasha, Mani. Which Tana is this Brisa? The Brisa says there are four people who die without any Averis. And we had out before two Brises, which were supposedly a Machlaikis. Machlaikis and Rav Amvi's Halacha. The first Brisa held that you could die without a Chet, and the second Brisa held that you can't die without a Chet. The second Brisa was Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So, man, Ilay Matana the Malachi Asharis, if this Brisa is the Tana of the Malachi Asharis, so why does it say only four people died without a Chet? But Ikam Moshe Haran also. That Brisa was Moshe Haran that did a Chet either. Elala, this brisa must be going to Shimon Alaza and doesn't count Moshe Vaharim. And still you see, Shema Mina, Yesh Misa B'lai Chet, Yesh Shurim B'lai Chet, B'lai Oven. Still you see that it's just a thing as Misa B'lai Chet. Or Tufto, the Rav Ami, it's a Kash of Yami Tufto. You have no Tana like him. Even the Tana of Shimon Alaza was said that Moshe Vaharim did a Chet, and that's the way he got out of it. But Lamaisa, we have another brisa that says Mefurish, that four people die without any Avera. Maybe that's going with the first price. So no, if it's the first price, that's the same way Shavar and also. It's LMI. This is even for Shimon Elazar. And Shimon Elazar holds that it is possible to die without any Chet, like these four, and therefore, Tiyufta de Rav Ami. The Gemara says, Shemami no, you misav lechet and Yisurim b'loi avoin, which is a little shver. Where do you see that even Yisurim you get out of oven? That you don't see. That's what Tosis asks, and it blibes Shver. Tosis asks, "V'af v'gad ma'ad kamei yisurim le'avon loy." Tosis asks the question, and he doesn't answer. So the Gemara writes, "Tufta." So the Gemara writes, "Now the Gemara is to go through a lot of big people in history, if they were chayta or not." We know it says by Reuven in the pasuk, it says by Yishkav as Bila, by he v'shkoyin Yisrael be'eretz ahi. When Klai Yisrael was in a, when the Yaakov and Shvatim Be'eretzahi, Vayelech Reuven Vayishkav as Bila Pelegesh Oven. This is after Rachel died. It says Vayishkav as Bila Pelegesh Oven, Vayishma Yisrael, Vayivnei Yaakov Shnei Masa. That's the pasuk says. So it sounds like Reuven was Mazana with Bila. That's what it sounds like from the pasuk pshat and the pasuk. The Gemara says it's not pasuk pshat. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Achmei Neir Ravinson. Klo Imer Reuven Chata. Everyone who says that Reuven did a chait means he was Mazana with Bila. Ein El Atayi. Making a mistake. Shenemar, it says at the end of that pasuk of Vayishkav es Bila Plegash Aviv. It says at the end of the pasuk Vayu Bnei Yaakov Shnei Masa, that the Bnei Yaakov were 12, teaching us Malamei Shekulon Shkulim Kachas. They were all equal in their tzitkis. They were all tzadikim, even Reuven. So Ella Ma Ani Mekayim Vayishkav es Bila Plegash Aviv. Had I learned the pasuk, it says Vayishkav es Bila Plegash Aviv. Had I learned that pasuk, Malamei Shebilbil Matzoy Shel Aviv. We see from here that he moved the bed of his father. He moved Bila's bed, or moved his father's bed out of Bila's tent. And that was Ke'ilu Shachav Ima. And the Gemara isn't explaining a little bit what his cheshbon was. Tanya, went to the Braisa. Shimon Elazar Ema Mutzal Oysa Tzadik Moise Oven. Reuven did not do a chait. Did not do the chait of being Mezana. Leva Maisa Zel Yoda. He never was Mezana with Bila. How do we know that? Zok of Shimon Elazar. Efsher. Osid Zari Laman Har Evil. The Reuven's children will be standing on Har Evil. And they're going to say, Veloima, Oyer, Shoichiv, Meshach Ovid. We know that they stood on Har Evil and they said the Arurim. And one of the Arurim were, this is Parash Gishavai, Oyer, Shoichiv, Meshach Ovid. And it's possible they would say that, Yavi Chetel Yoda, and they themselves was Oyer and Dachet, to be Shoichiv in the wife of the father. Elamani Makai, Vishkav, as Bila Plega Shavid. It's worth it, me, by Yishkav, as Bila Plega Shavid. What it means is Elboin Imoy Tava. Reuven, his mother was Leah, and always Yaakov most of the time spent time in Rachel's tent. When Rachel was Nifta, Yaakov Avinu put his bed into Bila's tent, And he was like not happy about that of Reuben. Reuben says, "Okay, she was a tzara to my mother, but the shivcha sachayis imi teitzara leimi. The shivcha should be a tzara. Amar a bilvos matzah. He went ahead and moved the bed of his mother and moved it into Yaakov's tent, or either he moved out Yaakov's bed and put it in his mother's tent. But either way, he moved the beds around. He moved the beds around. It sounds from here, he moved her bed, moved Leah's bed, Lashon of Nekeva. Dr. Gemara, Acher Maimrim. So that was a Taina. He moved the bed, therefore, it's like the Yishkav is Bilav. He moved Yaakov out of Bilav's tent, so therefore it was like he was Yishkav and Bilav. Acher Maimrim, Shtei Matzois Bilbo. Reuben was moved, his mother Valdel, two beds. Akas shel Shchina, Akas shel Avim. V'hainu Chsim says in the Pasuk, Ozu chalalti Yitzui Allah, Al tikri Yitzui El Yitzui Ay, Loshon Rabin. Rashi is a little bit different shot. Some say Loshon Mishkev Ve Isha, says in the Pasuk. And Rashi explains that Yaakov Avinu had always two beds by him. One bed for him and one bed for the Shchina. That's one shot. And the other shot is that before the Mishkan, before he had an oil Mayed, so where was the Shechina? In the Olei of Tzadikim. And therefore, Hashem was Nimsa in the oil of Yaakov, and when he moved the beds, he not only messed up Yaakov's bed, he Kaviyachal messed up the Shechina's bed as well. Dr. Gemara, Kitanoi. Really, this Shiloh, if Reuven was Chayte by being Sheikhid and Bilah, was really Machlekes Tanoi. It says in the Pasuk, by the brachas, when Yaakov benched his children, so Reuven gave Musa to. And it says in the pasuk, "Pachas kamayim al toisav." Since you were quick like water, you're not going to get things extra, like Rashi says, you're not going to get the kahuna, the malchus, you're not going to get the b'chayra. "Pachas mayim al toisav." Rabbi Leah Zoymer, what does it mean, pachas? It stands for something. You know what it stands for? Pasta, chafta, and zalta. And that means that he taka was over the issa. Pasta means going quickly, chafta is the schayefas. He was sheichet in Bila, and Zalta, he was mezalzel in Bila. Rabbi Shua, said that's his tachas pachas, and he was over on the issa of Eishes Av. Rabbi Shua, Imer, this is a very prosaic. Pesata aldas chotasa zanisa. So this also means that he was really chayta. Pesata aldas means he was over on das taira, because even though maybe bnei noyach hamuter in Eishes Av, it's not his mother. But he's over das Taira and Chatos de la Vera, and he was Mazana. That's what it stands for. So these both Tanoim hold that he's Taka did something wrong. He was Taka Sheikh in Bilo. Rabbi Gamil, this is the Ashur Pasik. Pilalta, Chalta, Zacha, Tfila, Secha. These three Lashonish are Lashon of Tfila, that he davened to save himself from a chait, and he Taka was not Chaita. And Taka was not Chaita. He wanted to be Chaita, but Lamai said he davened and he was not Chaita. We still need, even though I made my drasha, Rabbi Gamil says, that I made Pilate Chalata Zarch Basa, we still need the drasha of Vadai. You switch it around and you read it backwards with Zion first, then the Ches, then the Pei. And this year, read it. Zizata, he got scared of the Chait. Hirtata, what's the lesson of being scared? He stopped himself from doing Avera. Parcha Chait Mcha, and the Chait went away. So you see, in this Braisa, Machlekes Tanoyim, if Reuven Taka was Chayte. Rav Ava Amilav Rav Yirmi Rav Zecharta. This is a darsh in the Zion first. Zecharta Onchus Dabri. Remember the Oynish for such a Avera. Chalisa Atzva Chayli Gadol. He got very sick by holding himself back from this Avera. Parashtam Lachta. He stopped himself from the Avera. Salk upon him. We see from here that's Mechalikas Tanoim really. And we said one Pshat he wasn't Chayte, which means move the bed. And all of Shadi is Taka was Chayte. Talk to Maravai, there's a simon here. Reuven, Bnei Eli, Bnei Shmuel, Dov, Shleimav, Yeshua. And this is the rest of the parak I'm talking about. Different Gedolim, if they were Chayte or not. Reuven already said. Now we're going to the next one, to Bnei Eli. Omra Shmuel, Ben Achmeni, Omri Yisrael, Kol Omri Bnei Eli, Chotu, Ein El Atoya. Shenemar, Vesham, Shnei Bnei Eli, Chof, Bnei Pinchas, Kehanim, Lashem. So, from Pasuk on the Pasuk, it sounds like maybe Chofni and Pinchas, the children of Eli, were chayte by being sheichiv in the Eishes Tzitz. The Pasuk says, when Eli namely Ali Odwas Hashem, and it says in the Pasuk, Asher Yishkavuna Sa'anoshim. And we're not sure what that means. So if anyone says, learns that Kapshuta, learns the Pasuk and not Kapshuta, is a toy, is a mistake. And so the Gemara doesn't elaborate on that. Shavala Karav, Dama Rav, Pinchas, the son of Eli, those two sons, Pinchas Achachni, Pinchas Loi Chata. And we'll see later on, we know for sure Pinchas didn't do a chet. And since it says in this Pasuk that we just read, Chafni Pinchas Kanem Lashem, so Makesh Chafni Pinchas. Ma Pinchas Lechata, like we'll see, we'll prove in a second. Ah, Chafni Lechata, Chafni also didn't do Aver, we weren't Sheikhav him any Eshtish. So what does the Pasuk mean? Elamani Mekayim Ashi Yishkubunas Anashim. What's Pshah in this Pasuk? That's for sure. One, that certain chait they did do. They weren't happy. They were the kahanim. They weren't happy bringing kabanas unless they got an extra piece of meat. They were busy learning and they didn't want to go bring the kabanas unless they got something extra. And especially when it came to birds, when someone brought birds for carbon where you barely got any meat, it wasn't worth it for them to stop learning to go bring the carbon. And the halacha is that Noshim, after they have a baby, can go into the Beis HaMikdash, so they bring a carbon, the Mechus HaKapurim. So they used to come down to Shiloh to bring their kabanas. And Eli's children, Chafni and Pinchas, weren't happy about bringing the carbon. They used to wait around. And meanwhile, the Noshim, the ladies, were stuck in Shiloh until these two tzaddikim had a chance to bring the kabanas. You know, until they had a chance to bring the kabanas. And they were doing the wrong thing, because they were leaving, their wives were stuck in Shiloh, and they weren't with their husbands. And therefore, it's Ke'ilu, they were shachvim. That was the chait. It was a chait, but it wasn't mamash like the words say. Ashi yishkuvun asan nashim doesn't mean that. It means because they made them wait. It was keilu they were shachvim. So the Maravai the Gufa Amarav Pinchas lechata. Rav says that Pinchas we know for sure didn't do avera. The son of Eli. How do we know? Shadama says in the pasuk in Shmuel v'achia ben achto v'achi ikavoy ben Pinchas ben Eli akoyin Hashem. Well, it says in the pasuk, "Noisa Eifayt." He was a kohen, and when we yachas him after his father Pinchas, and we said that he was a kohen gadol, and he was a grandson of Pinchas, the son of Eli. Great, the Gemara. Efshar chet bal yadei. The pasuk Pinchas did a real chet of a serious chet of being sheichiv meishes ish b'kos of yachsoi, and the pasuk will be miyachas him after his grandfather. Like right now, we said the pasuk Yachreis Hashem leIsha sheYasena. Someone who does this type of nos, Hashem will cut him off. Erva oinam ole Yaakov v'magish mitl Hashem tzvakas. And Rav Dash the pasuk. If Yisrael v'Yisrael loyiloi erva chamim, if someone does aver like that, Eishdish, his children will not be erva chamim, will not be a chashuv of Talmud Chacham. Lo oinam b'tamidim, he won't be able to answer Tamidim. Won't be a chashuv of Rebbe. Then Kayanu Loyiloi ben Magash Mincha. He will not have children who do avoid the Beis Mikdash. Here we see clearly that Pinchas Zainikoch, who was Miyakas after him, was the Kayan Gadol. So it must be Pinchas did not do Avera. Elash Mayana Pinchas Lechata. And we said before, it was Hekesh to Chafi, who knew he didn't do a Chait either. Elohok Sivashi Yishkavun. So Gemara here could have said that Ashi Yishkavun means that they didn't bring the Kabbanis. But the Gemara assumes Rav argues on that. The Gemara says, I says, Ashi Yishkavun, because the Gemara is saying that Ki Rav Pinchas Lechata, but Chafni Yed did the Avera. Rav Yenison said that Chafni and Pinchas were makish to each other; they both didn't do Avera. But according to Rav, we're learning that Chafni did Avera, just not Pinchas. So I Ksiv Ashi Yishkavun, just Loshen Rabin. The Gemara Yishkavun Ksiv, we're out above, so you can read it. There was only Chafni. Ksiv El Bonai Ki Loi Toiva Hashmua. Eli says about his children. Which means my son, not b'nei. Bring the Ksiv Mavirim, which sounds like that the Mavirim are Das Hashem. Rashi has an issue with that, long Rashi. That's what the Gemara says. You read it without the Yud. There's no Yud there, so you can read it Mavirim. Ksiv b'nei b'liyal, it sounds like a Losh Rabim. Come back to the sugi from the beginning of the daf that he should have been meicha and he wasn't meicha. It's keilu he did avera. So really, we have two pshatim in chafni and pinchas. According to Rav Yonason, both of them were not shoychem. It just means they waited to bring the kabbanis. According to Rav, Pinchas was not choyte, but chafnoi was choyte, and pikkos shirvimaycha in chafni. And Tosis, the Rambam speaks out that really is machlokes Rav Yonasan and Rav.